Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hey, what's up?
Are you going to say hello?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Pretty rude.
I'm sorry.
This is a new podcast for The Spectator called Moving the Chains, or if you prefer, we can call it Moving the Chains.
With a Z.
With three Zs, with four Zs, with five Zs.
No, now you're getting out of there.
You just took.
I'm going to say six Zs, and we're going to leave it at six.
I'm going to go ahead and say seven,
you know,
seven Zs.
I mean, when you set a bar, someone's always going to come along and go over it.
If we're doing seven Zs.
We're gonna settle at eight Zs.
We can, yeah. Okay, I think we should take a rest at eight Zs.
But there's always
but
nine Zs.
But then there's nine Zs. Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Basically, this podcast is about goofing around and hanging out.
And fantasy
and
football.
Being with your pals.
Just having the coolest bros.
Just having a good time.
Just having cool friends.
Having the coolest
three
bro
best
friends.
Friends
who all like sweet girls.
They're all the sweet girls.
We like the way all the girls move their body. And when they move their body, they got to move it nice and sweet and sexy, all right?
Yeah, we're getting into strange territory, and you have stopped listening. So now is the time to bring it back.
Bring it back.
Once everyone's gone.
This is called Moving the Chains.
Moving
we're doing it. It's a podcast about fantasy football. Turns out
it's fantasy football.
It's not about
sweet girls.
It's not about sweet girls
and
how
Z's.
They move their bodies.
And tensies.
So yeah, fantasy football. My name is Eric Christensen. I'm the editor in chief of The Spectator, and I'm here with my buds.
I'm Chris Rynas. I'm a news editor at The Spectator.
And I am Davo, the sports editor. You can also call me David.
He's like Madonna. He doesn't have a last name.
Nope.
Yeah. It's like Raven. Raven didn't used to have a last name either.
She's
no.
Davo.
No,
she's Raymond Simone.
Raven Simone.
Davo Simone.
Davo Simone.
You know, whenever.
David Simone.
Sometimes I'll just do something, and then I'll think to myself, that's so Raven.
That's so Raven. Oh, man, that thing I just did. So Raven. Super Raven. But like raving.
That's so raving.
But without the...
That's such a raving thing.
So do you have premonitions often?
Is that what she did?
Yeah.
She could tell the...
That was the point of the show.
Tell
was
the
that,
future?
Yeah, in the beginning of the She's episode, like a... she would have like this wacky like psychic vision. And she would like be like... And then like it would cut away to something that happens that was super vague, and then she would make all these assumptions about what it was.
You know what's the funny thing about the word vague? I went to high school. This was like 10th or 11th grade. I did go to high school, and when I was there,
congrats, man.
Someone saw the word vague on the page and said, "What's vagu?" So that's good.
That's
smart
good.
People in high school.
Okay,
good.
let's chat.
Let's bring it back in here.
Let's
what have we been doing?
Chatting.
I mean, we're chatting.
But
are
now
we
you
on?
Focus it.
Are we on point?
I don't know what to make.
Let's
of all
try
this.
And get on point.
Let's here. Just make something of
what
this.
What exactly is our point, Eric?
I want to talk about the fantasy football this week.
I like fantasy
That's
football.
What I want to talk Kay. About. The first guy who kind of exploded and no one was expecting him to, although why not, was Adrian Peterson. Turns out.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN ranked him really low. A lot of people ranked him really low. He was coming off an ACL injury. I actually, you know me, I made a great, I made a gut call. I played him in two leagues that I'm in, and he paid off handsomely. He had two touchdowns and like 80 yards. It's incredible. Who's ringing? Davo's got a call.
Oh my God.
No, my phone just died.
You know, Dave, for those of you who listened to last year's podcast, we did this with a cat cult named Frank Pellegrino.
Like the sparkling water.
He graduated. And Davo's taken his place, and now already his unprofessionalism has come into
is
play.
Is almost as bad as Frank's was. But unfortunately, Frank died.
Yeah, he's gone.
I mean, to us. He's not actually dead. He's just
Correct.
Dead to us.
Yes. Yeah, he is dead to us. But can we just talk about
Adrian Peterson's a good football player. He made some good runs.
Yeah,
he got them in the end zone twice.
I just think it's cool that, I hate him.
Yeah, no.
I'm not
I
a
hate
fan.
I hate his ass.
Yeah, he's a Viking.
I hate his ass.
I just hate his
damn
hell ass. I hate the hell out of his damn
yeah,
ass.
Basically, okay, that joke is that
that's
at the Spectator we can
a reporter's joke.
Yeah, at the Spectator we're allowed three swears. ass damn in hell. So,
so we just hate the hell out of a lot of people's damn asses.
I want to kick your damn ass.
Straight to hell.
Straight to hell.
Those hellish damn asses.
Hell damn.
But yeah,
damn
Adrian Peterson.
Damn it, ass is hell.
He, the thing about Adrian Peterson is...
he's not a person.
Some people... where thought maybe, oh, maybe his knee's not going to hold up. But he proved to be pretty physically fit. Physically fit.
physically fit. Correct. Which is, yeah.
Should he likes to move it.
Should we just read those lyrics probably? I have them right here.
I think so.
Basically, we've already quoted.
A good bit of.
The reel-to-reel song, I Like to Move It. And so the lyrics are indiscernible. If you're listening to them, is that a word? Indiscernible?
Yeah.
Indiscernible. I think you're on point here. Yeah. Indiscernible is pretty much
all right,
a word.
Eric, while you go ahead and start reading.
Basically, it goes, I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it. Yeah. And then in the verses, he goes, I'm just going to read him. All girls all over the world. Original mad stunt man, Panya case man. I love how all girls move dem body. And when you move your body and move it, nice and sweet and sexy, all right.
All right.
Yep. And then he says something about how, woman, you're cute. You don't need no makeup. Blah, blah, blah. Makeup. You don't need makeup.
Original cute body. You a mech man mud up.
And then he just starts chanting physically fit. Physically fit. Physically, physically, physically. So, if you can...
go ahead and just look that up.
Go ahead and...
seek that one out.
If you go ahead and find it. And
seek out that jock jam.
That'd be great.
It's everywhere. Literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Or you can see Madagascar, the movie, and it's also in there as well.
Yeah. Please don't see Madagascar the movie.
The original Madagascar, yeah. Which came out in what year, Dave?
2001.
I'm going to say 2006.
No. 2005.
I have no idea.
2005.
Good year.
Good year. The year of Madagascar. Dude, everyone, my girlfriend.
The year that Ray Lewis was on Madden.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
My girlfriend's dad loves that show, that like spin-off show from like the Penguins of Madagascar.
On Nickelodeon. Really?
Yeah, he loves it.
That's
he
so
watches
weird.
It all the time and he thinks it's hilarious.
Who is this? Your dad?
My girlfriend's dad.
That's
yeah.
So weird.
Very funny.
That's so Raven.
Great show. One of my good friends from high school.
Does he watch SpongeBob?
Is it a good show? SpongeBob's a good show.
I like how just because my girlfriend's dad likes it and this my one of my buds from high school likes it.
Is it good?
I can't imagine.
I can't either.
There is no realm in this universe where that show is good.
So, all of this is getting back to the point of Adrian Peterson was a good football player this weekend.
So there.
And he seems like a good play moving forward. Like a stupid dummy head, started Toby Gerhart over Sean Green this last week. And Dave-O, if I hadn't done that,
would you
I probably would have beat him.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I lost by 10.
I played.
Here's the thing. I lost by 10. Toby Gerhart got me 1 point.
Sean Green got
12. Sean Green got me 15.
Ooh.
14-point difference.
I would have won by four. Yep, you would have.
And I went with Toby Gerhart because they told me, stupid people told me, Peterson's going to start, but Gerhart get the majority of the carries. Gerhart's got a nose for the end zone.
Just like the Rashad
Sean
Jennings
Green can't
MJD.
Score touchdowns. What does Sean Green do? Score touchdown. Toby Gerhart gets 17 yards.
Yep.
Whatever,
to
man.
Be fair, yeah, I played Chris this week, and I had Adrian Peterson. This is the one. I have him in three leagues, three of my four. And I benched him in this one.
Wow.
I meant to play him. I was going to play him in all of them.
And you forgot.
And then I didn't. I played Reggie Bush.
He
was still
decent.
He did well. Yeah, he
10
had
points
a,
or something?
Yeah, he had 10. He had 100 all-purpose yards.
Yeah. So,
which is okay. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it could have been better. It could have been better because I had Adrian Peterson on my bench. I had the law firm on my bench. Who had a good 15.
Yeah. Ben Jarvis Greenow.
I just have a lot of running backs.
Yeah.
That are starting running backs. That
which
did pretty well.
I mean,
Donald
yeah.
Brown, he had 10 points.
I might want to talk to you about running backs you have and potentially.
Should
have
put in Malcolm Floyd. Should have put in your sleeper, man. Over
he's,
Victor
yeah,
Cruz.
He had a TD.
Yeah,
he had a buddy.
But I mean, are you really
going
to start him over Victor
you would
Cruz?
You never, ever dream of starting Malcolm Floyd over Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz
Victor
and Hakeem Nicks, they both had pretty
I mean, if
games.
I had started anyone on my bench over Toby Gerhart, it wouldn't have even hurt me at all, really, except Greg Little.
Yeah, Chris.
Victor Cruz had a case of the dropsies this week. Is what
yeah,
he did.
He
had
got
like three drops.
He targeted like 10 times or something. He
caught three passes.
Six catches. I don't know.
So there we go. There's that.
Yep. Yeah, Chris had a rough game. He played Fred Jackson.
Well, everyone did who has him. Like, that's not like anyone benched him. He just had 1 point and got hurt for a month.
So now you need one of my six starting running backs.
I might. Gerhardt, Wells, and Daniel Thomas on my bench, but none of those guys are very strong plays.
They're not at all very strong plays.
But I could always move Sean Green into running back and play one of my many wide receivers at flex.
One of my many wide receivers.
I'll probably end up DeSean Jackson at flex this week or something if I don't make a deal.
Or Floyd.
Yeah, I'd probably rather have DeSean Jackson. I don't know.
Okay, you know who to look to.
You.
Me, man.
Yeah.
You're looking at me right now.
Another thing we wanted to talk about after Adrian Peterson was performance of rookie running back or quarterbacks this weekend.
Ah, yeah.
They're pretty fantastic.
Pretty funny, most of
pretty
it was.
Pretty hilarious.
We'll start
with Brandon
at the top. I think we should start at the top of the draft and work our way picked.
Okay, let's do
Please, David. Let's start with Andrew Luck. He was the number one overall pick this last year. He's replacing a legend in Indianapolis. By that, I mean Dan Orlovsky and Curtis Painter.
Wasn't there another Kelly Clark?
Kelly Collins.
Kelly Collins.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. Oh, Kelly Clarkson?
How about
she
Kerry
is a legend.
How about Kerry Collins instead?
Kerry Collins.
What was I say? Kelly. I called him Kelly Collins, didn't I? Yes, he did. Whatever, he's
Kerry
retired.
Clark
doesn't matter.
Clins. Carolee Clarklins.
Camera Cuckleson.
Clanky Clark Clink.
You guys are morons.
Kringle Christmas.
You mean to say that Clarely Clark and Clink? Dave-o.
Oh, God. Dave-o. How did Corporal Klingenbach not do better last year?
First round next year, I'm picking. I can't even do it, David. You got one? Clingly Clark. So stupid. We're dumb.
This is why you listen.
We're so stupid.
This is why you're listening.
We're so dumb. Thanks for listening, everyone.
The guy who replaced last year's opening day starter, Kingy Clarger Goov.
Clarging.
Andrew Luck played a tough defense with the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
He went 23 of 45 on the road, a touchdown, three picks, though, sacked three times, lost a fumble, and a quarterback rating of 52.9.
Not great.
So not a very good start. A lot of people thought he'd do better than that.
Woof.
I have him in a couple leagues. I usually got him in the last pick of the draft just because – and none of them are even dynasty leagues, so I don't know why.
But he could. I think by the
end of the year, he'll kind of warm up.
I mean, the 309 yards was a lot of a function of they were playing from way behind
for a lot of it.
So they had to keep throwing. Donald Brown, guy that Eric likes, didn't get many carries in that game.
He did get a touchdown.
Yep. But like in the future, Luck will do better than that. But it wasn't the start I think a lot of people were hoping for from him. Yep. Now a guy who
Let's go
really
to Superman.
A guy who just went
bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Would be the man we call RG3, Robert Griffin 3.
The Robert Griffin 3D.
Out of the University of Baylor.
Baylor. Sure. Wearing his goofy socks,
goofy
I'm
socks.
Sure.
Probably.
He went 19 of 26 for 320, two touchdowns, fumbled, didn't lose it, no turnovers.
He had a rushing
touchdown. And he beat the New Orleans Saints on the road.
Pretty handily, I would say.
In his NFL,
He had a rushing TD.
He scored a rushing TD. No, he didn't. I'm looking at it right now, and he didn't do that.
You're lying. You're a bad
Like whatever,
bad
though.
Journalist.
Like whatever.
Like you and your stats can get out of here.
But RG3, I think better than anyone could have hoped for in their wildest dreams.
I agree.
Playing against the Saints in the Superdome. Tough place to play. Saints were pumped up because they got those dudes back from suspension, which is bull. But whatever. So they got guys back. They're feeling better about themselves. And then RG3 just decides
just
to
stomps them
show
in the
them
ground.
How it's going to be.
Kind of looks Cam Newton-esque, if you will.
He did. He's not as powerful or physical a runner as Newton, but he's faster.
Huge.
He's faster than Newton.
Cam Newton is huge.
And yeah. Cam Newton's
he made
a
good decisions with the football.
He's
I mean,
small.
Nothing to complain about with RG3's performance.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I know of a couple people that didn't draft a quarterback and until they got RG3 in like the 11th or 12th round.
And they're feeling pretty good right now.
And they're feeling great because they use those high quarterback picks for a good running back, which is a pretty scarce position.
I'm pretty sure that RG3 was the second highest fantasy quarterback in terms of points last week.
Yeah. Behind
Matt Ryan
had 31 in ESPN leagues, but
I'm sure
RG3 had 24.
I wouldn't expect this every week because it's unfair to expect this every week from a rookie quarterback, but I think he'll be very good. He'll be a very good player. He looks like he can be a difference maker right away.
Agree.
Now, a guy who doesn't look like he could be a difference maker.
Number 8.
Would be Ryan Tannehill
from
Texas A&M. Yep. He inexplicably beat out Matt Moore. I don't understand. Matt Moore played well last year.
He did. Mm-hmm.
Played well 2 years ago when he got time to play in Carolina.
He had some good games.
They were 500 when Matt Moore was their quarterback.
I agree.
They are not a 500 talent team.
No.
He made them 500.
They had Brandon Marshall, too.
Yeah. So, Matt Moore.
Who's their number one receiver there? Devon Bess?
I think, or Hartline right now. One of those two.
See, they have no offense.
Just no one.
Nobody.
So
Reggie Bush is their number one.
Ryan Tannehill got the job after David Garrard got hurt, so Matt Moore didn't even really ever get a chance to play.
Right.
And then Ryan Tannehill went 20 for 36, 219, 3 picks, fumbled once, didn't lose it, for a quarterback rating of an even 39.
Oof. Yuck.
This is, I think you can expect more. He's going to struggle this year. I think more than any other rookie quarterback.
He has no weapons. He has
maybe
no weapons at all.
Brandon
Whedon.
Brandon Whedon. My dog. Yeah, this is the.
Oh, we're getting there.
We should just call this the hilarious players section.
I'll take Tannehill over Whedon.
So funny.
I think for this year, I'll take Whedon just because he is 28. I think he'll figure it out a little quicker.
Never mind. We're talking about Brandon Whedon, but I think Vic threw 4 picks this year.
He did.
But he got 2 touchdowns. Well, he threw the ball 56 times, if I do remember right.
It's Andy Reid football. Let's not run the ball, even though we have maybe the best running back.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's sounding a little bitter.
It's just Andy Reid always throws the ball. He did it when they had Westbrook. He did it when they had Deuce Staley. When they had just good players in the backfield, and he'll do it with LeSean McCoy. He's going to do it until forever.
Chris just made a fart noise, which is
because of Deuce.
It's kind of.
Then I dropped the Deuce on the mic.
And then he kind of, I'm glad that that's the only one we've done so far.
No. Yeah. Well, I'm surprised.
I'm prepared.
Now let's get to the real comedy of this segment.
Okay.
Which is just, I'm not going to say his name.
It's poetic.
I'm just going to read what he did as an NFL starter.
Okay.
He played in the NFL this weekend. They let him play the whole game. And this is what he did. 12 for 35. Ouch. 118 yards. Not good. No touchdowns. 4 interceptions. Fumbled twice. Didn't lose them. Who do you think that was?
Eric
I'm
Christensen.
I'm going to say a 5-year-old child.
I was going to say either that or Ernest Borgnine's corpse. They just rolled him out there.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
And R.I.P. No, but that's actually
Brett Favre.
A first-round draft pick. From
Brett Favre, man.
And he sent a wiener picture to the Eagles as well.
To Jen Stater.
Yeah. Yeah, he had 4 picks, but he did send a wiener picture. A wiener.
I do love Jen Sturger, however.
Well, apparently he did too.
Wieners.
Yes. He only loved her about half amount, though, if you know what I mean.
If you saw the pick, you'd know.
Finally, I think he should be everyone's favorite. He is certainly my favorite
He's
in the room.
Certainly my favorite.
Eric?
Russell Wilson.
Russell.
Oh, I thought we were talking about
everyone's
Wilson.
Quarterback.
I thought we were. Talking about which
no.
out of the
He's
three
a badger.
This isn't about you.
Best.
He's a badger.
Wait, can we do that quick? Hey, Dave-o.
Hey, what?
We've been doing this for 20 minutes now. How do you think we're doing? Can you rate Chris and I in terms of who you like better as a person?
As a person.
And as a sexual partner.
As a sexual partner. I like you none at all.
None at all.
Chris is might be in the negatives, so I can't really.
But
Dave-o,
what about my hang dang?
Well, you both have pretty intense
dangles.
Pretty intense neck beards. So I don't really necessarily know who to go with here.
Dude, you're not shy from the neck beard yourself, my friend.
I just haven't worked.
I mean, can we get back more to the point about our dongs?
Can we keep talking about dongs? Please. We're getting off focus here.
Russell Wilson, 18 to 34 for 153. Touchdown and a pick, a loss to fumble. A loss to fumble.
I
lost
the
fumble.
But 62.5 quarterback.
The girls lost the fumble.
And when you lose the fumble, you got
to
lose
it. Lose
it
nice and sweet and sexy. All right.
So 62.5 quarterback rating, but yeah, the end of the game,
he had three opportunities to throw it.
The replacement officials gave Seattle a fourth timeout. That happened. Mm-hmm. They got a fourth timeout in the fourth quarter. So Russell Wilson took advantage. And on the last throw of the game, he threw a very nice slant to Braylon Edwards, big target, let Braylon extend his arms up, and the ball went right through his hands.
I think I saw
so
that.
So they should have had a game-winning touchdown pass.
Yeah, the two passes before that, though, quit throwing fade routes to Sidney Rice.
Not good.
You know what I'm saying? Do something else, and maybe you could have got
obviously did not live up to the ridiculous potential he displayed in the preseason, but that, I mean, he just set the bar too high a little bit. I still think he'll be a good quarterback. He has
Matt Flynn will start by week 8. That's my bold prediction.
What do you think?
Oh.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Watch it.
I think they'll stick with Russell Wilson.
Not the whole season. No way do you pay a man three years, $26 million, and don't.
Kevin Cobb.
He played.
Yeah, because Skelton got hurt. I mean, they were happy with him on the bench forever again.
He led them to a game-winning touchdown, my friend.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Cobb is way worse than Russell Wilson.
And
Matt Flynn.
And John.
Yeah, and me.
And John
Skelton. And Brandon Whedon. I think Russell Wilson, he'll do better. He's got, I think he can make all the throws in the NFL. People are concerned about his size, but he's got mobility. He doesn't turn the ball over that much. I think he'll be fine into the future. I think besides RG3 and probably Andrew Luck, he's definitely the third best option for the rookie quarterbacks.
And none of them are, I mean,
RG3 looks like
the only
option.
One worthy of really a fantasy start, because chances are you'll have even someone
Luck
like,
could develop into that at the end of the year.
Yep.
He could work his way into
I mean, chances are you have someone like Phillip Rivers who didn't play great, but
Luck can probably be a bye-week starter, and I think Russell Wilson can work his way into a bye-week starter, but Tannehill and Whedon aren't even ownable.
Right.
And they probably won't be at all this year.
Correct.
Even though they're all probably going to start all year and then not get pulled out.
Okay.
So that was the rookie quarterbacks, and they suck.
Let's flip it to
so we went
the
from
old-ass quarterbacks.
To, well, one out, old-ass quarterback.
Just one old-ass quarterback.
He played well.
A couple guys this weekend proved that maybe sitting out a year is beneficial when you're old and your bones are sore. That would be, number one would be, of course, Peyton Manning, the Denver Broncos quarterback, taking over for the legend that is Tim Tebow. Manning ended his began his home Denver career the same way Tim Tebow ended his, with a victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers can beat the Broncos somehow.
Well, Ryan Clark never plays.
I suppose.
Because he might die on the field if he plays.
Yeah, what's wrong with him?
Yeah,
he's
risk.
Got
oh,
like,
he's up in the elevation.
Yeah, the breathing.
Thing.
He
oh,
can't,
yeah, yeah,
like, he would probably die if he played.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yowza.
So Peyton Manning played very well. I drafted him as a backup in one league, and I fully expect that some people will go, oh, my God, we're talking into the mics, not to each other.
Huh?
Throbber.
God damn it.
So Peyton Manning played very well.
Did you start him?
No. No, I got A-Rod.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you ever?
I'm not going to do that. I drafted him because I figured he'd play very well, and I could maybe work someone who doesn't have a very good quarterback into trading for him, and I could get a nice running back or something.
Like Bridget, because she has Matt Flynn.
But she also has Matt Ryan and
did
Tony
she?
Romo. No.
No, Flacco.
Ryan and Flacco.
Yeah, yeah.
Did or Flacco and Romo.
Did she start Ryan? Is that what she did?
I don't know.
Check it out.
I would assume that she
this
started
is the, this
Matt
is a person
Flynn.
In our league that we want to interview because she had the most unique and creative draft strategy. She did not auto-draft.
She did not auto-draft.
She totally had a pool of players that she wanted more
she
than everyone
Jaguars
else.
She took the Jaguars defense in the fifth round. So
fifth early round.
On. She took Tim Hightower.
Tim Hightower, who is no longer on a football team.
She took Matt Flynn in the first round.
She did
Matt
set her
backup
lineup.
She did start Matt Ryan.
Yeah, she pays attention to her team. She had a plan all along for her team.
Mark Ingram and Peyton Hillis, though, questionable.
Mm-hmm. Questionable.
Questionable.
But they both have some upside.
So Peyton Manning played very well. Another guy who put up some fantasy points.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all hate him.
Yep.
Randy Moss.
Sure. We all
what
do.
What a turd.
Did you hear they're doing some they closed down Lambeau Field. They have some landscaping to do. Do you know why?
Cuz Randy Moss was there.
There's too much moss in the end zone.
So Randy Moss scored a touchdown.
Let's just move on.
I think this year he might I think their game plan with him is sort of for him to be what Plexico Burress was to the Jets last year, where he's not going to play all that much. But only he can, maybe catch 40, 45 passes, but they'll be touchdowns. And like what, he'll catch 8 to 10 touchdowns for them because he's a big target.
He's such a mismatch for every single person.
At one point in the game, he was on the field for like 9 of 28 snaps, if I remember that graphic right on the TV.
I mean, he's going to make an impact in his snaps, though. Right. He's at an age where he can't play every down.
What did he end up with, 45 yards and a touchdown?
Something like that.
On like three catches.
I mean, so yeah, he can, he'll be worth having on your roster because he'll be a touchdown guy. Like Plexico Burris was last year, I think, had 9-10 touchdowns with the Jets as their third receiver. And
even
that's going to be Moss's
had
role.
Maybe 600 yards, 700 yards, right?
Because ultimately Crabtree.
If that.
Crabtree and Manningham, I think, will be the every down wide receivers
then,
for them.
And then
Moss.
And then you got Davis.
Yeah, Vernon Davis Jordan is their number one target.
Yeah, they
but Moss provides a very nice red zone target.
I agree.
But he's also the biggest wiener of them all.
If you're in a deep league and you're really struggling to find someone, he's someone that you can probably count on.
Although he's probably going to have been picked up already because people know who Randy Moss is, and whenever he shows anything, people are going to go crazy and picking him up.
Can we get a little love for Randall Cobb, please?
Yeah.
He played very well.
He had 9 catches.
I don't want to talk about the Packers, though.
Yeah, well.
If that's okay with everyone. I just don't want to talk about that game.
I like the Packers.
I like them, too. That's why I don't want to talk about them this week. We could talk about them next week after they beat the Bears 100 to negative 20.
100 to negative 20.
The Bears will have negative 20.
My favorite stat line of this week, I must say, after the first quarter, was I looked at one point in Jay Cutler's stat line. He ended up turning it around and played a pretty good game.
Yeah, he played very well.
But he started the game 1 of 10 for 11 yards and a 3-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Pretty good.
I loved it.
Pretty good.
I was so happy at that point, and then the stupid Bears had to do better, which made me upset.
Which then the Colts showed their real colors and ended up sucking.
So, Eric, we're talking about Peyton Manning and Randy Moss, tell me one old football player who should come back now. Because of the success Peyton Manning and Randy Moss have.
You just want one.
I want one. That you think could be a good sleeper for next season's fantasy. Yeah.
I think if we bring Dick Butkus back, he can do some damage. He will do some damage on the offense.
He was a linebacker when he used to play. Where are you putting him now?
I'm putting him at...
fullback,
deep threat, wideout.
I think he's got
slot.
Deceptive speed.
Yeah, I think he can make tears. He's gonna tear it. He's gonna tear the end zone up.
I'm bringing back Marshall Faulk
with his shoes.
Marshall Faulk.
That's what I'm bringing back.
Calls Marshall Faulk.
That's what I'm bringing back.
Not Dick. You know what, Dick?
That's not what I've heard.
Woo! You guys are hilarious. Yeah.
I'm gonna say.
Let's have Dick Trickle on the show.
That's a funny name. I'm going to say
the NASCAR legend at Dick Trickle. Trickly Dick.
Dick Trickle.
Some team in need of a quarterback brings back Elvis Gerbach.
Yeah, dude. Elvis
Gerbach, man.
Warren Moon.
Rich Gannon, take him out of the booth for the Packers.
Gannon.
Please take him out because he says the word offense like offense.
You
look at this team, and they're playing a real good offensive football game.
For
those who don't know, he calls the Packers preseason games. He works for the Packer preseason with Kevin Harlan, and he just says offense. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Offense.
Please get him back on the field.
Hey, man, sometimes people just talk different.
Cordell Stewart could be an option at quarterback.
Ooh, Cordell.
You know.
Randall Cunningham.
The original.
Yancey Thigpen.
Thigpen.
On the wide receiving core. Yeah. Anybody?
I know Yancey Thigpen because when he was with Pittsburgh, I think in 95.
He caught that catch.
He dropped it.
It's all over.
Wide open against the Packers. He's just standing alone in the end zone.
Michael Irvin.
No, that was too far.
Too much.
Michael Irvin.
So my actual pick is Elvis Gerbach. If you need a quarterback, you got to look to Elvis.
Elvis
is not dead, and neither is Elvis Gerbach.
Oh, man. That was only okay.
Wait.
Do you want to? There you go. God. Just imagine, like, Frank's face right now after you make those
farty noises.
Farties.
I'm making some farties.
When you have some farties. I could just see him. He's just like.
All right. Now, this is everyone's favorite part of the week.
Sure.
We get the
when I rub my mustache on the microphone.
God. Yeah, come on.
Free mustache.
We have
rides.
A real thing to do, don't we?
This is, I mean, it's almost barely real. This is Eric's top five list. Last year was vaguely connected in about five different, mm-hmm. you could get there in maybe 5 points to baseball.
Correct.
Now this year it'll be that, but for football. Mm-hmm. Eric, I'm go with your inaugural move into chains top five.
I'm going to do a top five football play names.
What does that entail here?
You have like the cougar.
No, I don't think there's any.
There's a cougar. There's like a wildcat.
The wildcat is a thing.
The wildcat is a thing. How about the flea flicker?
Flea flicker. Stuff like that.
Flicking fleas.
There's we're going along those lines, and basically, these are real plays, and that if you use them, you'll assuredly win. Number five, Shaggy 2 Dope remixes Reel to Reels. I like to move it, move it. Shaggy 2 Dope. So basically, this play involves going to the sideline mm-hmm. and calling the Insane Clown Posse and asking, hey, is Shaggy 2 Dope there? And they'll say, like, yes, you may talk to Shaggy 2 Dope. And then you just say, hey, man, we need you to remix Reel to Reels. I like to move him over really quick. And be like, dude, I'm already done. I'm done with it. And then he'll play it in your head. And then you'll vomit in your mouth and choke. And then the players will die.
Because there are a lot of miracles. This is more of a miracle play. Yeah. I mean, it's something you won't understand.
It happens.
But miracles happen every day. And we just need
but
to accept
you,
them.
Yeah, if you need Shaggy 2 Dope to do something for you, that guy jumps to the gun. To help you.
Next.
Hatchet Man. That's their thing.
That?
That's their thing. That's their little mascot. The Juggalos. Hatchet Man.
Sure.
Whatever, man. I know about it.
Okay, number four.
Fago. They drink their Fago soda.
Yep. Yep.
That's not like a slur. That's a real thing.
I know. I know it's a real thing. Dude, I know the mythology.
You didn't know the Hatchet Man.
I think that's kind of a deeper cut. That's a deeper Juggalo cut.
I mean, that's track three greatest hits.
Correct.
Okay.
Number four, the Idris Elba.
Good. This is going to be just a handsome, wonderful play.
Mm-hmm. You just, yeah, you try to be as handsome as possible and also look like a super good athlete.
So you, all the time.
So, yeah.
You alternately called the Eric Christensen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you star in Obsessed with Beyonce.
Yeah.
And she kills you? Is that what she does in that movie? She kills him. She kills the white girl.
Yes, Ellie Larder.
That he does.
He didn't do anything with her. She's just obsessed.
She wanted to.
Yep, and he didn't.
The white girl wanted on Idris Elba.
Beyonce at home. What would be wrong with him? That's really the fault of that movie, isn't it? Like when you think about it, it's like his wife was played by Beyonce, and the woman who wanted to seduce him is less attractive than Beyonce. It should just be like, that's it. Why would I even? Don't worry about it, man.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, my wife is Beyonce.
Bye.
We're
and then
good.
The girl would be like, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, she'd be like, oh, totally, Beyonce, right.
Bye.
Duh.
She's drop dead gorgeous.
Sorry. Again, I can't say how sorry I am.
I've really screwed the pooch on this whole plan.
I have screwed the pooch.
Number three.
Number three, Mighty Ducks 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
I envision this play as a screening of Mighty Ducks 2 in the middle of a football game. on the field. The field turns into a giant 3D hologram projector. And we watch Mighty Ducks 2 in real time.
Is Emilio there when you do it? Is he present for the screening? And is there a Q&A afterwards?
No, it's live action. It's live action hologramming. Emilio
when you're
is
hologramming,
there.
You pretty much have to do it live action.
Emilio Estevez is there. He's hanging out, and he interacts with the holograms of the Russian hockey players.
Wait, is that the second one? I don't care. I don't care. Whatever.
Man, we need Frank here.
Number two.
Frank loves that shit.
He did. He's not much of a movie buff.
Yeah. Number two.
Number two.
Horsetown Quarry Multiplier.
What?
What's that play about? What do you do in the Horsetown Quarry Multiplier?
I think you throw three words together and then you hope that it's successful. Horsetown Quarry Multiplier.
Good.
Or you could throw rocks at your opponent.
That's good.
A lot of rocks.
Not a lot of them.
And then they'll get multiple sclerosis.
What's
in
number
one? In the horse town. Horse town is one word. If that helps you.
What's number one?
Number one, I just have pizza dick.
On two.
It's
pizza dick on two. Ready?
Pizza dick. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Pizza dick.
I think that one's
interpretive. It can involve pizza. It can involve dicks. It doesn't have to involve
either.
Both or either of them.
It's really, yeah. That's more
really
of an audible
open,
type play.
Yeah, but
freelancing.
The point is that it's called pizza dick.
That was Eric's top five this week.
Boom, boom, boom.
I think it went well.
Davo, do you want to
talk about pizza dick?
Trick play?
Nope, we got no trick plays.
No trick, Chris, you don't have any trick plays. It's not your top five list.
No, exactly. It's yours. I'm not trying to, you know.
Step on your toes.
Dude, don't
you know,
on
Eric,
toes,
one of the keys of being a great comedy partner is listening and being willing to give the laugh rather than always trying to get the laugh. And now I get the laugh.
Hey.
Barely.
Hey, here's I'm gonna be really poetic about comedy and then make a fart noise.
It's a good joke.
Quoth Chris.
It's a good joke. It's a standby.
Yikes.
I read it from a book that Dave Barry wrote.
Oh, Dave Barry.
Well known humorist.
Yeah. Humorist Dave Barry.
So that's our podcast for this
that's
week.
That's it, yeah. We're gonna end
if
it.
If you
Dave
stuck
Barry.
Around through this whole thing, a winner was you.
Congratulations.
Because nice job, man. I can only assume.
Yeah, did you know that
you're like
did you know
sick
that
in
Devo
bed
has
or like
been
pooping?
Eating, do you know that Devo's been eating Ritz crackers?
He's been trying. He's
thing.
Been at least turning his
just
head.
Ritz crackers. Just
he's been going off
gullet.
The mic at least.
He's like the parrot in Aladdin.
Just like that. He's just like Iago.
Correct, Iago.
Iago.
He never says his name. Oh. It's Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. Not even close.
Oh my good lord.
So that's been our podcast.
That's it.
That's it, everyone.
Thanks for
thanks for WEC
for
letting us
out.
Use the studio. It's very nice of them.
Uh-huh.
We'll be off location a lot. That's one of the things we like to do. This week we did stay in the studio. In
but,
the future
granted,
we'll go off.
Granted our studio is in the great outback.
Australia.
I wasn't picturing Australia.
No, the Australian outback. The great one is in Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
That's the great outback.
It's an outback steakhouse in Des Moines, Iowa. It's excellent. It's great.
I mean, you talk about an onion bloomer.
Yeah.
Like you have never imagined.
Yeah. I think
Outback Steakhouse.
I think they put cocaine in everything.
I'd like to try some of that cocaine.
Cocaine.
WEC, they're good.
Which is essential to making this podcast work. cocaine infested.
Listen to WEC Sunday nights. They have some student programming on there. 89.7.
Three.
89.3. Don't
it
listen
says,
to 7. They're
it says
bad.
89.7 up there.
Yeah. I hear 89.7. A lot of losers up there. A lot of just a lot of big juicy jerks.
If you loved this
big
podcast, Eric does a lot of stuff Sunday nights. Sure. He usually drops by somewhere in there.
Mm hmm.
Hangs out. So, yep, thanks to them.
Year.
Remember to go to spectatornews.com. We try to up that daily with news stuff that's going around the campus.
Yep.
You know, go there for your campus news every Thursday in the racks around campus and in the community. Pick up a copy of The Spectator. We're excited about it. We're proud of it. Do that.
Yeah.
Read that good stuff. Know what's going on. And for I'm Chris Reines.
And I'm Eric Christensen.
D to the A to the V to the
oh,
R.
Nope. All right.
Oh, man.
That was Devo. And
D to the A to the V to the R.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Representing the
horrible.
ABQ.
Goodbye.
Devo's from Albuquerque. That's good.